the world's top athletes, when they're in a rut, they call me. When they're already amazing and want to be even better, they call me. When someone's writing a movie and they want to really get into the mind of one of the characters, they call me. When that actor wants to get into the mind and portray the character, they call me. And so this has been my life for the past 20 years, whether it's world leaders or billionaires or thousandaires, they call me.
That was Dr. Steve Maraboli, behavioral scientist and guest at an upcoming Greater Springfield Chamber of Commerce event on the 6th of April. My name is Tracy Sheen. I'm one of the committee members of the Greater Springfield Chamber of Commerce in Queensland. I've been a podcaster for around 4 years, so when I was given the opportunity to speak with Steve before he arrived in Australia, well, I jumped at it. In this first episode, I briefed Steve on the history of Greater Springfield and on the business community that has been built, quite literally, from the ground up. So you'll get to hear firsthand Steve's insights into the building of a community. Dr. Steve Maraboli is a life-changing speaker, best-selling author, and behavioral scientist who lends his popular voice to various topics. Dubbed by Inc. magazine as the most quoted man alive, his empowering words, business methodologies, strategic insights, and social philosophies have been shared and published throughout the world in more than 25 languages. As part of the Greater Springfield Chamber of Commerce 10-year anniversary, we're excited to be hosting Dr. Steve Maraboli on the 6th of April. He will be speaking on the topic of the champion mindset over breakfast, and then for a limited group, he, along with a couple of other guests that you'll meet in upcoming podcasts, will present an intensive masterclass followed by a Q&A over lunch. Steve regularly sells out venues of over 2,000 people for these exact events. But for our chamber members and guests, we're limiting the masterclass to just 40 people. For all of the event information, please visit the Chamber website at www.greaterspringfieldchamber.com.au. We are keeping these podcasts to bite-sized chunks, so for now, let's take a listen to Dr. Steve Maraboli talking about building a community.
Light it up, let's get started.
We are very excited to have you coming over to our neck of the woods.
Well, I'm going to knock it out of the park. I'm going to smash it, Tracy. I feel really good. I love Australia. It's a place I want to go to at least twice a year until they're sick of me. When I was told that I had this opportunity to speak with you and to get in front of your team, I feel amazing. It's going to be fantastic. And when we talk about leadership, let's talk about dynamics. Let's talk about the million things that I can share with communities that are building, that are growing. So let's talk about what I would talk about with Richard Branson. Let's talk about what I would talk about with Barack Obama. Let's talk about what I would talk about with Intel or GE. Let's talk about that and talk about building these communities so that not only are they set by infrastructure, not only are they set by infrastructure, but they are set by community. What makes a community thrive is the members of the community. What makes them thrive isn't the businesses. The businesses are fickle. Businesses are fickle. Regardless of how much they can tout community, businesses are fickle. So when you have a community that used to not be a community, used to be forest, that means that build, the way that they built them out, those type of places, because they become dependent on each other, because they start small. It doesn't start as a big city. It starts small. They become dependent on each other. And it almost becomes like we're a team. We're a group. We're different. It's how Montreal feels about the rest of Canada. And so that's what happens. That's the dynamic of behavior that happens in those kind of cohesive situations. So we have the opportunity in Greater Springfield to make the logistical development of the businesses, the leadership strategies of the business owners, to be something that's conducive not only to the growth of the business itself, but to the growth of the community, which in turn, of course, even more exponentially grows the business.
About you, but when I'd finished chatting with Steve, I felt like my brain had been upgraded. We are really looking forward to bringing you additional bite-sized podcasts so you can get to hear more from Dr. Steve and his team before the event on April 6th. For now, though, make sure that you've liked the Greater Springfield Chamber of Commerce page, followed us on LinkedIn, and keep stalking our website, www.greaterspringfieldchamber.com.au. It seemed fitting that until we speak again that I leave you with one of Dr. Steve's many quotes. Visionary is what we call successful people who were wise enough not to listen when we called them delusional. This podcast is brought to you by the Greater Springfield Chamber of Commerce, edited and produced by Corporate Podcast Productions.